you ever pull a prank that kind of backfired on you?
Fortunately, no.
No. I mean, if you count the pranks that we've done here.
Oh, are you talking about Churchill Downs?
I mean,
moved?
Yes. I mean, we've done.
They did result in meetings. I didn't, fortunately, have to suffer those consequences.
Yeah. Alyssa, I switched my sister's phone language to Spanish as a joke. She cried.
Oh, no.
Then accidentally ordered about $200 worth of mystery items off Amazon trying to fix it.
Oh, wow.
I had to pay her.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. Jessica said I put fake spiders all over my coworker's desk. Didn't know she actually had a real fear of spiders.
Oh, gosh.
She screamed, knocked over her coffee, got burned, and now HR knows me.
Oh,
that
when you get
escalated.
Put on HR's radar.
I was
going to
say, that escalated. That's one of those where,
it did.
Yeah, it was like
innocent.
When I signed my friend up for like a free trial of Lactaid or something, and he was thinking, we were just thinking, oh, it's funny, he's going to get this. He's going to be like, why do I have Lactaid? And then he was actually like, oh yeah, I'm lactose intolerant. That's great, thanks.
Oh, great. See,
that was a prank that backfired.
That was a feel good.
Sure.
Mark, I set my roommate's alarm clock to go off every 10 minutes starting at 4 a.m. Joke's on me. He was unexpectedly out of town that night, and I forgot.
Oh.
I lived in a sleep-deprived nightmare I created.
That's funny. all last week, for probably 3 days in a row, my wife was having to turn her alarm off at like 4 o'clock in the morning because she had set it over the weekend to get up early, but then she forgot to turn it off.
Oh, no.
And so it was one of those things that was just like, she would just wake up enough to turn it off
right.
and then go back to sleep
okay,
and then forget
good.
About it. And then the next morning, same thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was.
Unfortunately, our clock has a weekend alarm and a during the week alarm. So. Good to go on that.
Kyle. Oh, we've all done this. Kyle said, put cling wrap over the toilet as a prank.
Not everyone's done that. Thank goodness.
Forgot about it.
Ew.
No. Used it myself in the middle of the night.
Oh.
I've never cleaned something so angrily in my life.
And you have yourself to blame, sir. Yeah.
You're like, wait, what is that sound?
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, the splashing, the splattering, and everything it probably got on.
Oh, Kyle.
Oh, wow. Danny, I told my situationship I was bringing someone new to a party to make him jealous. He said, awesome. I've been meaning to tell you, I'm seeing someone too. I pranked myself into heartbreak. Honestly, that is the risk you took with your proposal, sir.
Oh, when I pretended on an April Fool's prank to break up with her.
Yeah.
And then I was going to say April Fool's, and I get down on my knee and say.
Yeah, exactly. You gave her a breakup collage on it, which said, will you marry me? But she was so mad she didn't look at it for a while.
Yeah, that's a story for another time, Kelly. This is these are pranks that backfired.
Sarah, I replaced the family group chat photo with a picture of me crying for attention.
That's funny.
My grandma thought I was in actual distress and called everyone.
Oh.
I had 12 missed calls and a prayer chain started.
That's funny. My daughter, she's like, I didn't realize it. Like, one of my friends said that my face is the picture for their group chat in their family.
That's great.
It's like, why? That's so random.
That
it's
is
funny.
The most random thing. Jennifer, I made a fake wedding invitation to prank my best friend into thinking I eloped.
Oh, no.
She posted it on Facebook before I could tell her it was a joke.
Oh, jeez.
My own mother found it online and called me screaming, crying, and already mad at my imaginary spouse.
She's like, I didn't even know you were dating.
How are you not going to tell your mother?
That is funny.
Well,
all right, we'll get to one more. These are just the pranks that you've pulled that backfired. Maybe you put googly eyes on a statue and then had to pay a $1,400 fine because it peeled the paint off of them when the city took it off.
Yeah, the city didn't see the joke.
No, didn't see the joke.
Tammy, I told my coworker I got us both VIP tickets to a concert as a prank. She immediately requested time off, booked a hotel, and texted her ex to make him jealous.
Oh, and she booked a hotel.
I had to confess, and now she still doesn't talk to me.
That was wrong. That was wrong.
Oh, when they're still not talking to you because of it. That's
Oh, my gosh. Shayna said, I was very pregnant with twins. Coworkers poured water in and under my chair. When I sat down, realized what had happened, thought I was going into labor because my water broke.
Oh, gosh.
Started crying happy tears like, oh, I'm going to meet my babies. No, no, called my spouse, and then my coworker freaked out and started apologizing. Oh, my gosh.
Why in the world would anybody think that's funny? Why in the world?
Oh, Shayna.
Why in the world? Oh, Shayna, that's bad.
All right. Those are good stories.
Coworkers are awful.
Yes. Good stories there on 99.7 DJX.